Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, and this is Short Stuff. There's a hairness of podcasters working together right now.
I wondered what, I had a feeling that was coming. I just didn't know what you were going to use.
What would you have said?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't think about it enough, but I will say this.
I didn't either.
I know. You're quick-witted. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm dim.
No.
I love this stuff so much.
For a second, I thought we were talking about foie gras again.
No. I love this stuff. I love words, as you know. I love etymology.
Nope. Etymology.
I love where they come from. I love everything about the nouns of assemblage, which is what we're talking about, which is, if you've ever heard a murder of crows or a hairness of podcasters.
A Harry of Henderson's.
That's called a noun of assemblage, which is a great band name. And I know I say that a lot, but that really is a great band name, the nouns of assemblage.
I think so, yeah, but what would it be?
That feels like sort of shoegaze 90s to me.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say like kind of
early 2000s.
College rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, nouns of assemblage, opening for Slow Dive.
Exactly. But that's what we're talking about here. And we're going to talk about a lot of the specific ones, but also the story of how these came about for the most part.
Yeah, it turns out that there was a book that came out in 1486 that kicked off this kind of craze that lasted a little while, that basically said, hey, you know how there's no such thing as teenagers or college yet? Well, we're going to foreshadow all that by coming up with some word gags with this Book of St. Albans, which is basically a gentleman's guide to things like hunting, dog breeds, heraldry, sporting, just that kind of like
falconry.
How could I leave that out? With that kind of like 15th century like guide to manliness is basically what it was.
Yeah, man, I want a copy of this. I looked online to buy one. It's not affordable, but they do have a they do have a PDF.
Okay, there you go.
Because my first thought was, man, I'm going to buy one of these and send it to John Hodgman. Like, he would totally appreciate this.
Sure.
But yeah, I might just print and bind the PDF and send to him instead.
Like, I don't know. I think Hodgman would appreciate it. I don't think it would sink into him that you had, like, taken out a second mortgage on your house to buy him that book, you know?
Not going
to
happen.
I think the PDF's going to be just fine.
Yeah, so we said nouns of assemblage. They can also be called terms of venery, and they're linked to Norman culture. A lot of them came about from hunting and things like fishing and falconry that we're talking about.
Right, like venery actually means hunting.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, in that Middle English. It also means sex in Middle English, which is a weird combo if you think about it. Like, what kind of venery are you asking me for right now?
Exactly. Are we going to be hunting foxes or hunting foxes?
They say both.
Well, this book has a lot of stuff in it, but there is a chapter called, and this is 1486, so there's a lot of Y's where you would see eyes, like Chaucer style. So the companies of beasties and fowlies, which is a great great chapter title. Mm-hmm. And they basically, it sounds like a bunch of dudes in the 1400s sat around, drank a lot of booze, and had a good old time making up these nouns of assemblage.
Right. So it's, which is really cute in a way. I mean, there's a lot of cuteness to the fact that this was ever like a big deal. But some of the things that we talk about today, like a host of angels or a shock of corn or a panel of judges, like all of those come from, if not this book, the little kind of trend in making up nouns of assemblage that the book kicked off.
Yeah, so you've got a sleuth of bears, a skulk of foxes, It also tells you a little bit about the time in that both women and geese were gaggles. Mm-hmm. But if you have a group of wives, a group of married women together, they're in impatience of wives.
Or noon patience.
In Middle English?
Seems kind of Dutch to me, but I guess they're both derived from Germanic.
Writers were a worship of writers, so they clearly thought a lot about their own talents.
Mm-hmm. A congregation of churchgoers, a staff of employees, all those kind of came from this whole thing. So there was like a lot of words that we came up with, or that was that this book put out, or the trend came up with, that we still use today. But because they were terms of venery, it was mostly meant for animals. So like the fact that humans were showing up in here at all was meant to be kind of like a joke, like a bit of satire. Because the terms were meant to be nouns of assemblage for animals specifically.
Yeah, and I think it became sort of a just popular trend period outside of this book. And mm-hmm. younger people started making these things up, and it just became a bit of a fad for a little while.
It did. It was kind of like stuffing yourself into phone booths 15th century style.
That's right.
You want to take a break real quick, and then we'll just come back and say some more of these, because it's a lot of fun to do.
Agreed.
Okay. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. All right, start it off, Chuck.
All right, we'll go to birds. There are a lot of them for birds because they hunted birds and birds are everywhere. So that's where we get murder of crows. I think that's one of the more common ones that people know. Mm-hmm. And unkindness of ravens, which I had heard before. And that they kind of make a point here in this How Stuff Works article that it really indicates like the gaggle of women and geese is how they felt about these things.
Yeah.
So murder and unkindness for these two birds that people don't really like, where you'll have a charm of finches because they're super cute.
That's one of my favorites.
It's a good one.
There's also a College of Cardinals, which for some reason to me is really evocative. Like it really brings to mind a bright red cardinal for some reason in
it
my
does.
Mind's eye. So I like that one.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of part of it, you know. It's supposed to really be evocative, too, although some of them are clearly jokey. A mustering of storks.
That's a good
Who
one.
Knows, but it's worth mentioning, right?
Yeah.
There's one that C.S. Lewis coined that's actually now considered in dictionaries as the proper way to say a group of owls. That's a parliament.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, way to go, C.S. Lewis.
Let me see here. You've got insects. A swarm of bees has stuck around. There mm-hmm. are not a ton of nouns of assemblage for insects, though.
Yeah.
Business of flies, which I'd never heard of.
If you have a bunch of lice, what's it called?
A flock of lice, which is, that's just creepy.
Yeah. I think they should have gone with a beard of bees.
Yeah, that's not bad. But...
instead of a swarm.
Yeah.
And then there's some of the cutest ones are reserved for baby versions of our pets, domesticated animals. So like a Kindle of kittens. I looked up the puppies one. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a piddle of puppies.
No, and it's adorable.
Because of why you think it is.
I'm glad I know that now because I often tell the story of when I got my dog who is no longer with us, Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the shelter and there was a piddle of puppies all together in a little ball. And he's the only one who peeled away from that piddle and came over to me. So I was like, you're the one.
You're the one.
But now I know, piddle of puppies. It's great.
Agreed. It is pretty great. What else, Chuck? There's wild animals, a pride of lions, a wisdom of wombats, which I'd not heard before.
Yeah. I mean, you've also got dogs. A pack of dogs was one, but dogs had a bunch of them because dogs were pets and they were hunting friends. And
mm-hmm.
so there were, you could have a kennel of dogs, a pack of dogs, a cry, or a mute of dogs.
Yeah, those were just the hunting hounds in particular. There's also gang, legion, a meet of dogs.
Ew.
Yeah, a meet of dogs. It sounds like they're up to something, you know?
Yeah, and although you may have a Kindle of kittens, once those kittens grow up, they become a clouder of, and that's C-L-O-W-D-E-R, of mm-hmm. cats, a clouder of cats.
Mm-hmm. Which is better than a chowder of cats, really.
God.
I said some of the wild animals already, but if you notice, the flies group was called a business of flies. There's also a business of ferrets. And really, it makes a lot of sense because its business is derived from busyness, like something that's busy and moving about and everything, which really does apply to both a bunch of flies and a bunch of ferrets, too. So some of these were kind of right on. A gam of whales seems a little out of the blue.
Yeah, a prickle of hedgehogs makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
A bloat of hippos makes sense.
Sure.
But what about an obstinacy of buffalo?
Yeah, that makes sense. They're kind of immovable, you know?
I guess so.
So I propose that we stop for now, but we start a spinoff podcast where every episode we just spend an hour saying these things, okay?
Yeah, and if you want to ever go on Jeopardy, I would recommend memorizing all of them.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. And if you want to know more about these, you can go on to howstuffworks.com and look up this really great article. And since we said that, everybody, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.